Welcome back to Tech and Gavel, the podcast that explores the crossroads of law and technology. I'm Chris Lawford, your guide through the legal tech labyrinth. With us today is a special guest, Judge Scott Schlegel, whose voice on tech's impact on justice has been nothing short of revolutionary. Judge Schlegel, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Chris. I'm glad to be here and eager to dive into these issues.
Judge, let's jump right into the deep end. Voice cloning has been a plot point in sci-fi for years, but now it's a courtroom reality. How does this tech unsettle you?
Chris, the ramifications are profound. Voice cloning can undermine the evidentiary foundation we rely on. It's not just a wrinkle, it's a rip in the fabric of our evidentiary process if not addressed properly.
A rip in the fabric is a strong metaphor. Can you walk us through how this might affect a typical case that comes across your bench?
Sure. Let's consider a harassing phone call case. Usually we have a voicemail or recording that is used as evidence. Now, if there's a chance these could be fabricated with voice cloning, we're in a whole new ballgame. It becomes a matter of not just interpreting the evidence, but authenticating it at a foundational level. The potential to falsify evidence in a way that's indistinguishable from the truth is a real Pandora's box for the legal system.
That's a vivid image, a Pandora's box. Could you sketch out another scenario where this may play out in the courtroom?
Of course, imagine a divorce case, Chris. One party claims the other is having an affair, basing their claim on voicemails. Now, what if those voicemails are fabricated using voice cloning? It's a classic he said, she said, but with a sinister tech twist.
A sinister twist indeed. So how do you, as a judge, navigate these murky waters?
It's all about the evidence, Chris. We have to get smarter about digital forensics, understand the science behind voice cloning, and maybe even develop new standards for what constitutes admissible evidence.
Digital forensics is key, then. But what about those who can't afford this level of defense or prosecution?
That's a difficult issue that we need to start grappling with. We need to ensure that all parties have access to the necessary tools to challenge or defend digital evidence, perhaps a court-appointed digital forensic expert in such cases. I'm not sure.
It's a brave new world. What's your take on where legal institutions need to invest to keep up with these changes?
Training, Chris. Judges, lawyers, law students, we all need to become more tech literate. And there's a policy aspect, too. We've got to consider not only modernizing our courts, but maybe also our laws. We need laws that are as up-to-date as the technology we're trying to regulate. We need to catch up with the tech we are governing. We also need institutional support for ongoing education in tech for legal professionals. This isn't a one-and-done learning curve. It's a continuous climb.
Continuous education is key, then. Judge, as we wrap up, what's the main takeaway for our listeners today about voice cloning in the legal context?
Stay informed, stay skeptical, and stay engaged. Technology like voice cloning isn't inherently good or bad. It's a tool, and it's our responsibility in the legal field to ensure it's used as a tool for justice, not against it.
Judge Schlegel, it's been an absolute honor. Thank you for sharing your insights.
The honor is mine, Chris. Thank you and your listeners for your commitment to understanding these critical issues.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Tech and Gavel. Remember, the law isn't just written in books, it's written in code, too. Until next time, keep seeking justice in the digital age.